BBC Radio 2.
Now, I'm next joined by a man who I first saw performing. I think, I'm trying to get this right, I paid 60 pence. Manchester University.
Disgraceful.
The support group was nuts. and Queen were headlining. Roger Taylor, how are you?
I think we were nuts at 60p. I'm very well, thank you.
I think that must have been that might have been your first national headline tour after the tour supporting Mott the Hoople, I think.
I think it was. I remember our tour bus was broken into that night. So I think we lost about 20 quid on the night.
Can I apologise on behalf of Manchester for that night? So, UK Music Hall of Fame, you're already an inductee, aren't you? And
well, yeah, I gather I am, yeah. I think that was the first one of these in this country a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It's actually the night we sort of joined up with Paul Rodgers.
Right. Was that it, when it came together for that event initially, didn't
well,
it?
Well, yeah, we just really said, oh, hi, Paul, you know, and he said, would you mind doing one of my songs at the end? And we said, we'd love to, you know, because we were big fans. Will you sing a couple of hours, which he did. And that was the first time we actually played together.
Has it worked well? Because, I mean, obviously, you know, filling Freddie's shoes is more or less impossible job for anybody. But Paul was his own man. He was a sort of, you know, a rock star, if you like, in his own right.
Exactly. It could only have been somebody who wasn't trying to be Fred, you know. And Paul certainly doesn't, you know, he's his own man. Yeah. We were all big fans of his, especially Freddie, actually. Paul was one of his absolute favourites.
Yeah, well, he is one of the great British rock voices, there's no question.
He's still got it, still fantastic. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you doing new stuff? Are you going to record new stuff with him then in the near future? Or...
Strange you say that, actually. We've actually literally just been in the studio. We didn't really want to go out again with Paul without having new stuff to play, you know. So we've actually just, we're recording original material for the first time in many years, and it's, so far it's gone like a dream.
That's new songs?
Absolutely, new songs, Brian, myself and Paul.
Right.
And it's, so far, it's a touch wood, it's gone so well.
Does that constitute a new Queen record? Can you use the name? It's sort of difficult, isn't it?
I mean, Brian and I, you know, John sort of opted out now, so Brian and I regard ourselves as Queen.
Fair enough.
We work under the name day to day.
You still have it on the bass drum, so you must be Queen.
Absolutely. It's all over the drums. It must be right.
Yeah. But will it come out as a Queen record, then?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's what it is, really, I think that's as it should be.
Absolutely, right? And so tonight you've got a dual role. You're inducting the Zep.
I am indeed. Actually, they just asked me yesterday, and I have to say, I'm not mad about doing things like that. You know, I'm a musician, but to Led Zeppelin, it's special, and for me, it's a great honour. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were a fantastic influence on everybody, and everybody that does the kind of thing we do. You know, one of the all-time greats. And in this country, almost, they were never mainstream in the day. It was only sort of...
Didn't do singles for a long time.
They didn't do singles. Yeah. They didn't do Top of the Pops. Yeah. And I always think it's quite ironic that Top of the Pops had a very bad version of one of their songs as its theme tune. It's a nice one.
I mean, they were the sort of classic. I mean, you know, they had it all, didn't they? Really, the sort of the leonine rock god lead singer and the guitar hero, the quieter bass player, and the monster drummer.
They had all the ingredients you need for the great four. They really all came together. You know, I don't know if it's fortuitous, but it was an awesome combination.
Yeah. And as a drummer, I mean, I think anybody who plays the drums sort of generally acknowledged that Bonham, was the best there ever was, wasn't he?
Absolutely the governor.
Yeah.
I think a rock drummer that will tell you otherwise is... Should probably be playing the guitar.
I mean, because it was that combination of great technique, but with brute force, wasn't it? And real energy.
Yeah, and he had power, dexterity, everything, technique to burn, and all the power and ferocity.
Sickening, wasn't it?
It was quite sick. First time I heard him, I was with Freddie, actually, and we nearly fell out. I think we were seated in those days, and we nearly fell out of our seats.
Yeah.
Frightening.
Yeah.
Very good.
But you're playing drums as well tonight yourself. You're playing in an all-star band for George Martin.
That's right, yeah. I mean, George Martin, Beatles, you know, absolutely, you know. fantastic stuff.
Who's in the band with
Couldn't
you?
Can you say no?
No, absolutely. Who's in the lineup?
I've got some, one of Robbie Williams' band. We've got one of the guys from Feeder. And we've got Wicks, who plays with Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other very nice people.
Yeah.
And an orchestra. Yeah. Gospel choir.
And Corin Bailey-Ray and Johnny
Corin
Bell
from, Ray and Johnny from Razorlight.
From Razorlight. Yeah. So what for the immediate future then? Are you recording this new stuff and then setting up another tour with
Queen?
Well,
we didn't want to go out again without having new stuff. You know, we didn't want to do... didn't want to be called revivalists.
No, sure, yeah.
So I would imagine we'd probably do something again, but not for a few months yet.
Right, OK. Good to see you. Enjoy your night anyway. Roger
Thank
Taylor.
You. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Great. I've paid my dues.